Ви з SBS українською.
Hello from the BBC. I'm Rob Hugh-Jones with an update on the war in Ukraine. Friday marked the 100th day since Russia invaded. Addressing Luxembourg's parliament by video link on the eve of the anniversary, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said Russian forces had now seized about a fifth of his country. He had this to say about Russia's presence in Ukraine.
Станом на сьогодні під контролем окупантів перебуває близько 20%.
As of today, about 20% of our territory is under the control of the occupiers. This is much larger than the area of all the Benelux countries combined. About 300,000 square kilometers are contaminated with mines and unexploded devices. Almost 12 million Ukrainians have become internally displaced. More than 5 million, mostly women and children, have gone abroad.
Mr. Zelensky also said up to 100 Ukrainian soldiers were dying each day as they resisted Russia's push to control eastern Ukraine. We've been hearing from the governor of Luhansk in the east. Serhiy Haidai said winning the war against Russia was more important than stopping it from capturing the embattled city of Severodonetsk.
You know, if the military commanders make a decision to make a strategic retreat to save the army and try to defeat the enemy, no matter how sorry I am, I will accept it. It is not the battle for Severodonetsk which is the most important for us. We need to win the war in general.
Our reporter Pika Risto is keeping an eye on all the fighting across the eastern area, where the front line is said to be more than 600 miles in length.
The Donbas in eastern Ukraine has been the focus of Russia's attack over the past weeks. Russian forces have continued their bombardment of its towns and cities, but the Ukrainians say there have only been isolated and failed Russian sorties over the past 24 hours. This seems to have been the case also in Severodonetsk. As the last Ukrainian holdout in the region of Luhansk, the city is a key target, but Kyiv says the attackers have been pushed back. Russian artillery has been targeting the neighbouring city of Lysychansk, a possible pullback area for the Ukrainians.
Aid agencies have a major part to play in this war and have done over the past 100 days. The International Red Cross says the destruction caused by Russia's invasion defies comprehension. In a statement, its Director General, Robert Mardini, said it would be hard to exaggerate the toll on civilians. Our reporter Imogen Fuchs has been looking at what the Red Cross has had to say.
The scale of the destruction in Ukraine is staggering. 14 million Ukrainians, a third of the population, have fled their homes. Almost 16 million need humanitarian aid. 5 million children are missing out on school. And after 100 days, there's no sign of this war ending. Aid agencies are preparing for a long conflict. For now, the Red Cross is calling for access to all prisoners of war wherever they are, as required by the Geneva Conventions.
Other aid agencies say more than a billion people worldwide face food insecurity and poverty because of Russia's blockade of Ukraine's ports. A key element of this war is, of course, the provision of Western support to Ukraine in the form of weapons and other military assistance. Russia has accused the US of seeking to prolong the war after President Biden said he would supply Kyiv with new long-range missiles. The BBC's been speaking with the new US ambassador to Ukraine, Bridget Brink.
Part of our goal in providing all of this security assistance is also to strengthen the Ukrainians' hands at the negotiating table, so it helps create a better situation for Ukraine, as they may be looking at some point to how this conflict ends. But I think it's quite remarkable the success that the Ukrainians have had.
And looking to the future, there are questions about whether Russia has the intention to return to the capital, Kyiv, and try to take it. It failed in its first attempt and has now focused its attention in the east. But our reporter James Waterhouse has visited communities near Kyiv, where he says there is still doubt about what the future holds.
This destroyed bridge at Irpin with the wooden floorboards and upside-down van became symbolic, not just for the people trapped in the fighting, trying to escape, but also the Russian troops that were unable to ultimately penetrate Kyiv. But there is a big question mark over whether they'll be back for the city, still their biggest prize. But it hasn't put Kyiv off from trying to heal. If you just look 50 yards to the right, there is a brand new tarmac road, allowing traffic to flow once more.
Those are some of the latest developments on day 100 of Russia's invasion. I'm Rob Hugh Jones at the BBC.
Подобається? Поділіться, прокоментуйте. Слідкуйте за SBS Українською на Facebook.